I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Friday, my darlings, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is Friday today. I hope you've had a really empowering, strong week and that you feel so, so ready for the weekend ahead. I have a feel-good Friday practice in tune or in store for us today that I really hope you will be able to add to your own little toolbox of well-being. Chances are the thing I'm going to share with you today, you already know. If you already know it, you just get a chance today to get a little bit curious around this thing and see if you can invite a fresh energy into this practice. If you don't know it, you're going to spend some time researching it today so that you can actually drop into this in a way that feels in alignment for you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Today, we are going to roll out our yoga mats if we have a yoga mat at home. If we don't, you can do this on the wooden floor, on carpet, whatever you got going on in your house. You don't need anything. But if you have a yoga mat, use it. And we are going to tap in and drop into our sun salutation. Now, the sun salutation, Surya Namaskar A, is a really foundational sequence that we return to again and again in our asana practice. And the one we're going to practice today is Surya Namaskar A, or sun salutation A. And if you've practiced yoga for a while, if you're a seasoned practitioner, you know this sequence already. I mean, you've done this sequence maybe 100, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,000,000 times. And the reason we return to this sequence in most styles of flow practices within yoga, like Ashtanga or a vinyasa style practice, is that it's just a very intelligent sequence. These poses are strung together in a really genius way. And just by doing the sun salutation, you actually hit all the different energetic points of the body. So as you begin, you get to ground into the soles of the feet and feel this sense of deep presence in your body. Then you get to reach up and create space and extension and length for the spine. Then you get to fold forward, folding into yourself, dropping your hands, humbly touching earth, transitioning back into your vinyasa, which is traditionally plank to chaturanga to up dog and down dog. But you can change this to fit how you are feeling on any given day. So we don't have to jump. We don't have to make this complicated or challenging if we don't want to. We can gently step back into our downward dog, come into plank pose, drop our knees, and come all the way to the floor. From there, finding a cobra, just that little lift of the heart before we move back into our downward facing dog. And of course, just in these poses that I just shared, you have so much happening for you in the body, right? As you step back to plank pose, you get to activate your core and really feel that strong connection that you have to your center and to your gut. Lowering down, and whether it's chaturanga or to the floor, requires strength and a deep, deep, deep connection to earth. From there, you have a heart opening moment in that cobra or up dog, and then you pull back into your downward facing dog, which of course is this yummy, yummy place to settle into the body, creating space for the hamstrings, lengthening through the lower back, and a beautiful space also to make a little extra space for the neck and the shoulders. From there, you transition to the front of the mat, which could be a jump or a step or a walk or a crawl, however you want to get there. A little bit of spaciousness for the heart, and then you fold forward. You're going to end and close your sequence where you began at the top of the mat. So I love how I just gave you a little rundown of this whole sequence, but my point is these poses are really beautifully connected, and you get to create space and strength in the body at the same time. You get to drop into something that can be very nurturing, but very elevating also. So as you roll out your mat today, if you are a seasoned practitioner, you've done this sequence a million times, I want you to really take a moment to approach this sequence with some curiosity. Do you remember the first time you practiced the sun salute? Do you remember how challenging it was then? How did you approach that sequence then? What would it be like to practice the sequence from the eyes of a beginner? Just meeting your body as if you're meeting your body in these poses for the first time. Maybe slow things down and really bring an extra level of presence into these poses. Now, if you've never practiced a sun salutation before, if you're new to yoga, if this all was just crazy sounding to you, everything I just shared, I super suggest you go to YouTube. You can go to yogagirl.com if you want to watch me do this. You can also do it on YouTube. There's so many videos. And you just type in sun salutation A. Take a few moments to watch the person do it so you can have some guidance around how to move in the body. And then once you have that sequence, decide how you want to flow through that sequence and how many times. Meaning we can approach this in a really slow, soft, gentle way. Bring in some props, grab a blanket, grab some pillows, drop your knees in that plank pose, slow things down, take extra breaths in each pose. And maybe one or two or three rounds is just plenty for you today. The point of dropping into the sequence right now is to match the breath with the movements of the body and to give you a moment of presence. That's it. So it doesn't matter if you're doing everything exactly right. I'm doing air quotes, even though you can't see them. What matters is how you feel as you approach these poses. If you're feeling like you really want to sweat, you want something dynamic, you want to feel more empowered in this moment, then go all in for this sequence. You know, jump, make those transition a little bit extra dynamic and extra energetic. Choose that Chaturanga Dandasana instead of lowering down to the floor. Find different ways to really make it active. And maybe go for 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 of these rounds if that feels good to you. Point is, we are anchoring into a foundational sequence in our yoga practice today, just because it's a genius sequence to know and learn. And it's a really intelligent sequence to have in our back pocket for whenever we are feeling a little bit scattered or whenever we feel that need to drop into the body without having to think too much about what to do next. Surya Namaskar A is a sequence you can return to again and again and again for the rest of your life. And you can always adapt it to fit how you are feeling in this moment. So enjoy going back to basics in your yoga practice today, if you've done this a million times, or enjoy approaching something brand new today. Wherever you are at and wherever you are beginning from, this moment is the perfect moment. Have a beautiful weekend, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.